I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get caught up with how mommy's doing.
Travis, you're a grown man. Stop calling mom mommy.
Mommy!
Stop that right now.
Nope. Mommy, growing up, what was the one sport you loved watching us play the most? All right, mommy.
Mom, is it weird at all that Travis still calls you mommy?
It's kind of funny. I think it's hysterical.
It's funny. That's all that mommy needs to know.
833-287-1037. Is it weird when a grown man calls mom mommy? This came up on the Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce podcast, New Heights, that my daughters are obsessed with. Obviously, thanks to Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce calls Mama Kelce mommy. Kelce.
His brother doesn't like it. He thinks it's weird.
Do you guys find it weird that a grown man calls mom mommy?
My husband, when he talks to his mother, he always ends by saying goodbye, mommy.
So he calls her mommy.
At the end of a conversation. Otherwise, it's mom. But at the end, when he says goodbye to her, he always calls her mommy. I think it's sweet. And my adult sons can call me mommy anytime they want.
Do they?
No, my youngest son likes to go mother just because he knows I don't like that.
Producer Jessica, is it weird for you if Hamby calls his mom? Oh, first of all, I should ask, does he call his mom mommy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, would it be weird for you to hear it?
Yes. I think it's a total deal breaker. Sorry.
A deal break. So yeah. You'd leave your husband if he says, I need to buy a card for my mommy on Mother's Day.
Well, presumably before I married him, I would have known if he called his mom mommy.
But that's you just true. Called it a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So you go home today and Hamby goes, hey, by the way, I need to get something from mommy. You're done?
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, Hamby,
Kathy Minella.
Consider yourself warned. Hey, thanks for putting the sponsor in there. Appreciate that.
Wow. Is it weird? 833-287-1037. I don't find it weird. I find it endearing.
It's creepy, you guys.
Well, let me put it a different way. When Walt is 35, can he still call you mommy?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting.
There's something about it I don't trust, especially for men. If it's a girl calling their mom mommy, it's not as offensive.
Why?
Okay.
But it's something
about...
That's
such a double standard.
Right?
I know it is. There's something about a grown man calling his mom mommy.
My youngest daughter calls me mommy when she wants something.
Okay. My girlfriend Sam, his mom Mona, Moner, was just in town over the weekend. And every once in a while, Sam calls her mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I don't find it disturbing or weird or, as Jessica says, a deal breaker, but it does ring out to me. I don't know why. And as we're having this conversation, I just texted her asking if she would find it weird if I called my mom mommy, and her answer is, quote, I mean, at your age, it's strange.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that factor here. If we're talking about a grown man who lives alone and wears cardigans and calls his mom mommy every night, then maybe that's weird. But like a Navy SEAL or a Travis Kelce calling his mom mommy, I mean, I don't know.
Do you look at Kurt differently because he calls his mom mommy?
If I would hear him do it like in person, I'd be a little creeped out. That Travis Kelce audio is so creepy to me.
Creepy.
Yes, I don't know what exactly it is, but something about grown men calling their mom mommy freaks me out.
Makes my heart swell if my son says that to me. It does.
And you love it when your husband calls his mom mommy.
I think it's darling.
I think it's
lovely.
A very interesting conversation here. Are you on Tammy's side where she finds it endearing and loving, or on Jessica's side where it's like, hey, pack your bags, mommy's boy.
Yeah.
You're out.
No, listen, if a grown man is running around, mommy, I got to call mommy. That's creepy. But when they're having that conversation and Kurt ends that conversation, he says, okay, bye, mommy. I just think that's the sweetest.
Let's just throw it out there at 833-287-1037. You're with your man. Maybe you've been involved for a long time. Maybe things are just starting out. And all of a sudden, you hear the words mommy come out of his mouth.
I could see it bothering young women without children more than maybe a woman who's had several children and it's the father. I don't know.
This is very interesting. Yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of different opinions on this. Is it weird when a grown man calls his mom mommy just in time for Mother's Day? 833-287-1037.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Travis Kelce calls his mom, Mommy. His brother's like, dude, you're a grown man. Don't call her Mommy. It's weird. Do you think it's weird? Producer Jessica says yes, 100% deal breaker. Tammy would love it if her son called her Mommy and loves it when her husband, Kurt, wraps up a phone call with his mom and says, bye, Mommy. Is it weird? 833-287-1037 for a grown man to call his mom, Mommy.
Stacey and Claremont, what's your take?
Well, I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's kind of sweet, but made me kind of curious because I work with a bunch of guys and I wanted to know how they, you know, how they felt about it. And none of them thought it was weird.
Really? They all think it's okay and totally normal to say Mommy as a grown man?
Yes.
Interesting. Oh,
I love that you did the poll for us. Thank you, Stacey.
Yeah.
Josh and LeMay says, is it weird for a grown man to call his mom Mommy?
Absolutely. It depends on the situation. It requires it, then sure. But for the most part, a grown man saying Mommy is extremely weird.
Okay. So what do you mean when it requires it? What would constitute that where it wouldn't be weird?
Like a mental breakdown or like an emotional situation where you need your mom because every guy needs his mom, regardless of the situation. Yeah, if it's just like a daily conversation where it's, I'm going to go see my mommy or my mommy needs me, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. But I think in certain circumstances, it's very endearing. Thank you, Josh.
You know, and I was thinking when Josh said that, you know, I will go ahead and consider myself a mama's boy. I love my mom. I don't remember. I don't think I've called my mom Mommy since I was a toddler. It's Mom or Ma or Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Mommy ever. It would be weird for me to say it.
Sydney and Obi, what's your take on this?
I think Mommy's a little weird if it happens all the time.
But, I mean, occasionally it wouldn't creep you out. All the time, I get it when you're saying all the time. That would bother me. But I just don't think it's out of line or weird if a grown man occasionally refers to his mom as Mommy.
Producer Jessica completely disagrees with you. Right? Says, absolutely deal breaker, do not call your mom Mommy.
Shanna and El Cajon, what do you think?
Well, I think an adult man calling their mom Mommy is a little weird. But I have to say all my adult children, and I have 7 of them, call me Mama. I think the Mama comes from the South.
Could be. That's a good point. Thank you.
I actually just waved our coworker Dorothy across the glass to ask her opinion as well. Dorothy has a grown-up and a mom and a wife.
Yes.
If your husband, Stephen, said he needed to buy a Mother's Day card for his mommy, would that freak you out?
Okay, double standard, because it would be weird if he said it, but I call my mom Mommy all the time.
So I'm talking about a grown man. If your husband calls his mom Mommy, is that weird to you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, if he did it all the time, what if he did it occasionally, like, you know, for certain things?
Tammy's husband always signs off, doesn't call his mom Mommy regularly, but always signs off a phone call saying, goodbye, Mommy, I love you, Mommy.
You know what? No. I'm going to go with Tammy's husband because as a boy mom, I would love it if I'm like older like that and my son still called me Mommy, like, yes.
It'd make your heart swell, wouldn't it?
It would. It would.
Yes.
I'm with Kurt.
And meanwhile, producer Jessica says if her husband or in this case, even her adult son, when he's an adult, calls her Mommy, they're both gone.
No.
That's what she said. It weirds her out. Thank you. Well, regardless of how you like being addressed, happy Mother's Day to all moms. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.